Thank you. True virtuosic finish for a violin concerto that does have its romantic passages, the violin concerto of Samuel Barber, and a performance today by violinist Joshua Bell and David Zinman conducting the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Listeners voted for that work. Quite a few of you voted for that in the top 100 countdown. It came in this year. Some years it comes in a little higher, but this year it was number 72. Still pretty respectable. Barber's Violin Concerto, one of several of what we call honorable mentions after going through the official classical countdown on New Year's Eve that wrapped up at midnight. We had a few yesterday on New Year's Day, and as well some this afternoon. I'm John Pittman. I'm sitting in for Krista Wessel today, and have another one for you in just a moment. Here at All Classical Radio, which is supported largely thanks to contributions from listeners like you all over the area, Portland, Northwest Oregon, Southwest Washington, and those of you who listen to us online at allclassical.org. We also get support from our local arts partner, the Oregon Symphony, showing Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 in concert, while the orchestra plays Alexandre Desplat's score live. January 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Portland's Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Tickets at orsymphony.org. Now, in looking over the countdown list, I know that we started at number 40 on New Year's Eve morning, which means that if the pieces maybe had been a little shorter, we might have been able to fit in this one, number 41. I'm sorry, that's coming up in a little bit. So hold that thought. What I actually have for you next, because I have it queued up, is the music of George Frideric Handel. George Frideric Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, which came in at number 80 in the Listener Countdown here at All Classical Radio.